Sean, you must be the hero of the night for Harps.
I wouldn't say. I would say Kieran Gallagher is probably the hero of the night. You know, he pulled off some great saves there in the end, so kept us in it. When we went 2-1 down, we just had to, you know, we had to throw everything at them. You know, it doesn't matter if we lose 3 or 4-1 then. Just need to get something out of the game.
Done well to get the early goal, and you held the lead to half time. What was the mood in the dressing room when you came in at the break?
Good. Our first 20 minutes, we came out of the blocks very well. Kind of dropped off then. They got a lot of possession, so we wanted to start the way we did in the first half. But then, you know, they took over a bit in the second half again, yeah.
Your keeper made some great saves, but when Derry had possession, they didn't seem to have a killer punch about them.
They had 4 or 5 pretty good chances. Just as Kieran pulled off some great saves. You know, they did hurt us at times, like, especially down our right-hand side. So
when you go 2-1 down, you're thinking, keep going. The heads didn't drop at all.
Yeah, well, that's it. You just have to keep going. The boys are like that, and, you know, we're glad to get something out of the game in the end.
Tony, what's the mood in the dressing room? 2-each draw against Derry?
Yeah, it's a bit mixed because we sort of 1-0 up and sort of they didn't really trouble us, although they were sort of dominating most of the game. They didn't really create many chances, and then they sort of got on top and were creating chances. But I think we held out well, and then once they got the first with the fans and everything behind them, I think everyone thought that they were going on to win it then. And then once Roy Patterson scored the winner, then what a lot of people would have thought was the winner, I think it showed a lot of character in the team. We defended quite well tonight, although maybe a few chances here and there, but I think we were happy enough with the point. I don't think many teams would have come back from basically 2-1 down at the death, but we're happy enough with the point.
When you come in at the break, what's Ollie saying to the players?
Well, it's one of them ones. It was the same as down in Wexford, where we actually started quite well. I think we dominated maybe the first 15 minutes. After that, then, once we got the goal, we sort of went back into our shell for some reason. It was the same as Wexford, where we're basically in cruise control at half-time, dominating, going at half-time, sort of it eases off a bit, and it's nearly a struggle to start then the second half. But it's one of them ones where you're sort of hoping that you can kick on from the same from the first half, but tonight showed that Derry sort of dominated then in the second half, and we didn't really get out of our half a lot then.
Great performance from the players to keep going right, like, for the 93, 94 minutes.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's the character in the dressing room. It was there all last year, and then with the boys that actually come in, sort of boosting that there with a lot of experience. Like, Mickey Funston done well to actually hold the ball up and play it back to Kieran. But what a header from Sean. Like, it's one of them ones where the likes of maybe Cork, Shamrock Rovers might lie down when they go 2-1 down, but the thing was is, no matter what the score is, even if it's 3-1, 3-0, we'll keep going to the last minute. As Ollie said to us at the start of the season last year, was basically every game we'll be in it until the 90th minute. I don't think there's been a game where we've been completely out of it, bar maybe the Dundalk game at the start of the season, where we were 3-0 down. But other than that there, we've been in maybe even 1-0 defeats, things that got there, or 1-0 ahead, but we will keep going till the last minute.